Chase, what's your rap name?
Oh, what's my rapper name?
Yeah. T Money.
T Pain.
T Hurt.
To season 2.5 of the Just Chatting Podcast. This is episode 2. I am your lovely host. My friends call me T Boogie. The Alphas call me Soulful Sound. My mama call me Tyrone sometimes. But I'm Terrace.
That was so corny. Who's next? Let's go.
I'm Daron.
It keeps fucking hitting it. Like, I'm only pressing this. Like, I'm literally hitting this. And it'll hit this, too.
Just tap it lightly.
I tapped it lightly. You can't hear yourself?
It's just low.
You gotta probably gotta turn your headphones up, too, dude. It's not low because I can hear you just fine. So turn your headphones up.
Oh. Y'all can go.
Which one?
My name is Freddie.
I'm Shekinah.
I'm good.
You're good?
That's your name?
I already said my name.
Welcome back to episode 2.5, Just Chatting Podcast. How's everyone doing, man?
Good.
Not too bad. I got a spider bite on my face, but other than that,
he's Spider-Man, y'all.
Yeah, I think
I told
he's
you
transforming.
Tried this shit yesterday. He ain't do it.
Let's see.
Right? No, not right now. Don't let the world know right now.
Not try it.
Cause they're gonna come after you.
No, do it on camera.
Oh God, I do it on camera.
Put the special effects.
Why did you make that noise?
That is a special effect.
You were the special effect.
Do it again.
That was a good use of it.
That was good.
Freddie, how are you?
I'm alive.
Great answer.
Didn't you just PR yesterday?
I did.
Mm. Yeah.
Where's my applause?
He don't know.
Mm. He don't even know where it's at. He gonna found play it. A fart noise on accident.
Ooh. Yay!
I stand corrected.
How do you feel about that PR, man? You are no longer the Cole school record holder. Holder.
That is true. I'm no longer a Cole school record holder. It's all mine now.
He is the school record holder.
The.
Yeah.
Wow.
Air Islands. Allen Airlines. Yeah, whatever you want to call them.
Wow. Wow. What a man. Such a great man. You know, I knew he was going to joke good when he went to bed at 10:30.
Oh, you went to bed at 10:30?
Bruh,
I was mad. That's why I went to bed.
Oh.
Well, hey, you went to bed at 10:30, so.
Maybe you got to jump mad.
That boy slept. Maybe
you got to go to sleep mad.
I ain't never heard that man snore so loud. Mind you, I've been rooming with this man damn near every time we go on a trip. So I knew.
He's probably tight.
I knew.
I was just sleeping on my back.
Yeah, he was sleeping on his back. So I knew when I heard him snoring, I was like, yeah, he finna jump good the next day. And what he do?
Nah. Did y'all hear bro on the bus snoring?
Who?
No.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Mm-mm. Who was it?
I can't disclose names, but.
Was it?
Yes. Bro was snoring like a damn cow. That shit was bad, bro. Like, everybody on the bus get here, bro. This
Wait,
so
are all cows female?
Yeah. Bulls are male.
Bulls are male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry.
It's late, but.
What?
Okay. Yeah. I made Ian catch a cramp because, like, you know how, like, I sit wide? So, like, I was sitting wide and I fell asleep. And then he was trying to wake me up because he was catching a cramp in his calf because he didn't have no room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, poor Ian. We love Ian.
Shout out to sit next to Chris. It wasn't that bad, but yeah, I had to sit next to Chris.
You had the window seat?
I had the window seat, yeah.
Ooh.
I know his big ass was going to fit back there. He would have been stuck.
So kind of. How was your weekend?
Filled with work.
Filled with work?
Homework.
I feel that.
That doesn't sound too fun.
No, it wasn't.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Love to hear that.
Terrence, how are you doing? How was your week?
My weekend was, I'll give it like a smooth. Let's see. I had my weekend. I was playing 1 through 10.
Please.
I gave it a smooth. I gave it a smooth 4.2 out of 10.
4.2. Mm-hmm. That was very precise. Do I have to say mine?
No, you don't.
Okay.
I was just, you know. I was trying to segue. Well, we could have segued into that, but no. How was? Oh wait, did you already say how your weekend was?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh,
well, I got spider bite. Then I broke the record in the 200, but
I didn't hit that button. Oh God, I didn't hit that button.
I mean, they kind of go together, but it could have been better. I'll just say that. But solid weekend, but it could have been better.
Let's get into our first topic. Where do we want to go down, guys? We could talk about Keith Lee. We could talk about soft men training. We could talk about POC influencers. What do we want to hit first?
What do you want to hit first, Terrence?
I would like to hit Keith Lee first.
All right, let's hit Keith Lee first.
Yeah. All right. So for those who don't know, there's this. Well, it's impossible. If you're on TikTok, you should already know by now. There's a creator who goes by Keith Lee, who was a former MMA fighter. He had a contract with Bellator for a while. And I'm pretty sure he got dropped. And then he just started doing full reviews in the Vegas area. And bro has the Midas touch. Like,
yeah.
any place that he goes to do a review, like, is at, like, his will. Like, if it's a bad review, I promise you that place is going out of business. you think I'm playing. They going out of business. Or if it's a good review, that place is booming. Like, I think, like, one pizza shop that he did, after the day after he did his review, like, the line was, like,
out the wall.
Out the fucking door.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy how, like, one person can have that much influence on a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Like, from one review could, like, change a whole, you know, family's world, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Like, he used to be an MMA fighter. He used to get punched on for a living. And now he's doing food reviews. It's so random, yeah, but I mean, it's good though. It's really good for him and for the business.
I mean, he used to cook a lot for his family before he did food reviews.
Mm.
So people would watch him cook and stuff. So I knew, like, he was in, like, the food business, but now he just turned to a food critic.
The first video I saw Keith Lee before, like, I even knew what he was doing and what he was doing it for. It was like I think it was cookies, but it wasn't Crumble.
It was Insomnia.
No, there's this cookie company that they basically just drop every once in a while.
And it's, like, hella expensive?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
It's a big-ass box.
Yeah. That's the first one I seen. And this just was expensive as hell.
How much were they?
I spent $179. He said, I spent $179 and he's called like
calm or some shit. Like that's that. Exactly how he talks too. But yeah, that's the first one I've seen. I was like, that much for a cookie? You feel what I'm saying? He started eating it. He was like, hold on.
I wonder.
This shit good as
fuck. I wonder how much bread he's getting from all this, because
he has to be getting a lot of bread because he's getting
spending
sponsors and stuff.
Okay, I was gonna say because he's spending, yeah,
like he's spending shit. He has like hella money 8 million.
You think he
on
eats,
TikTok?
Yeah, you think does. He eats all that food that he like be reviewing?
He probably shares with his family.
I mean, yeah, he probably shares, but if they don't like it, he probably just, you know, either throw it out or give it to someone who needs it.
Yeah. Because he has 2 kids now.
I've only seen him. I don't even know about.
Oh,
I know he has at least a daughter. Cause he be making videos in her chair. That's hey, bro. But that's inspiring though. Because if you out here trying to be a creator for real, all you need is a phone and somewhere to sit. You don't even need somewhere to sit, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It's really inspiring, bro. Don't got no kind of fancy camera, no nothing.
He's using the iPhone, right there in the face. He just know how to talk.
He don't know how to talk.
He know how to communicate.
Communicate.
He not a rude. Food.
Shut up.
It's right though. Am I wrong?
Marty, stop laughing like that. You go.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I see another one. It was a food truck, and
I wish he was closer.
Yeah,
because all the places
where
Vegas,
is he at?
Vegas.
Oh, you saw yeah. That.
All but, the places that he be reviewing be looking good as shit.
Good as hell. The food truck. I think it was like only one dude working in it, but he ain't getting like no service. But the burger was like $100 and some. I was like, yeah, that's what he said in the video.
It was probably like a filet mignon burger or something.
I don't know. I was like,
he ain't say that burger. You're talking about the dude that made that was seafood only, and then he just got a burger.
Yeah.
I thought he said it was $100.
Really?
No. The burger was like $10 or something like that.
I think he got
$100. Gave him $400.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I tweaked out then.
Dang. He said he gave him $400, but it was only like $10 or some shit like that.
Damn.
And he specialized in seafood. The food truck.
Yeah. But, Keith Lee, he said he can't eat seafood.
He said he can't. He's allergic to shellfish or some shit like that. So, old dude went out to the store and bought,
like
all new utensils and shit just to make that burger.
Yeah. The burger of the
world.
Shit,
that's a good investment.
That, yeah, on God, that's a great investment. That's the burger to start everything for him.
He didn't even know it.
Yeah, he didn't even know it.
He didn't know it.
You saw he went to Brooklyn and he had this, like, oxtail pizza?
Huh?
That shit looked good as fuck.
Oxtail pizza.
It was that boy.
I have tried one thing that Keith Lee talked about. It was the Five Guys grilled cheese and you add the patty. Instead of getting a burger from Five Guys, you get a grilled cheese and you add a patty and make it the way you would make your burger.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker hit.
We just had Five Guys yesterday.
How'd you try it?
You said what?
How'd you like know it was on the menu? Or you?
I just do it on the app.
Oh.
You could do grilled cheese and add a patty, or you could just go in there and be like, "Can I get a grilled cheese and add a patty and all this other shit?"
I don't ever think like that.
The only difference is the bread, but the grilled cheese bread is so good that that's what turned that shit around.
I didn't even know they had.
I have a question. How do y'all feel about like these like special requests for food at like these establishments because of TikTok? I just want to know y'all opinion on that.
I'm mad that they shutting down the Waffle House
move
sandwich.
Move the mic closer.
I'm mad that they shutting down the Waffle House sandwich because I wanted to try that motherfucker.
Man, they told them over there.
Why?
Waffle House don't give a fuck.
Yeah. They don't feel like making that shit.
They do not feel like making that motherfucker.
It does bring in new money, but I mean, if the workers don't feel like making it, then I guess they don't feel like making it.
Yeah, Waffle House, they just... Like you said, they really don't care. Mm-hmm. They don't give no fuck.
They don't give a fuck. They don't get their money.
Yeah, they did.
They're the only ones open at 2 o'clock in the morning. Who else they going to go to get some food? Damn.
Come on.
um, like, because I've been seeing, like, some workers on TikTok, like, complaining and stuff about, like, how, like, TikTok is kind of, like, ruining, kind of, like, their work experience because they, because, you know, some will go viral and then hella folks will.
Like Popeyes, remember? The sandwich came out.
That's the same. Like, no, the company came out with that though. I'm talking about like.
No, like, I'm talking about how like people like went online and was like, oh, y'all should get this, and then like all the Popeye workers were like overworked and stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm talking about like the Chipotle, like the whole quesadilla shit, the Waffle House sandwich.
Didn't know there was quesadillas at Chipotle.
No. You weren't supposed to be able to put steak and fajita veggies in the same little quesadilla. Like, that was like a special request.
Okay, if they pay it for it, why can't they do it?
Ain't that your job? I mean,
are they running low on supply or something?
It might be, I don't know. But they can legally refuse not to do it because it's not on the menu.
That makes sense, but no, it's also.
I mean, if it's an option, then it's on the fucking menu.
Right.
If your only is you build your own shit, so it that don't make it off the menu.
No. You can't. Like they count. I think they count like the fajita veggies as like a meat per se.
Oh, so we pay extra as a protein for that?
Yeah.
Glenda, I had to double it. Just put that motherfucker in there and then double it up. Like what?
So with the Chipotle quesadilla, right? Like, weren't you like not supposed to put steak and the fajita veggies in one quesadilla?
Yeah. So like when people were ordering it, the steak and the fajita veggies in store because of TikTok, they shut the shit down. It was like, okay, you can only do it online, and then it got too flooded, so they separated it. So like you're not supposed. They put fajitas as like another type of protein. As one or the other, you can't do both.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's why they're like upset. Like customers are upset. I think that's what Terry's trying to ask. Like when customers are trying to build their own stuff and do their own, so they're paying for it. So why is it such a big issue for the workers to like have an attitude about what that customer's paying for?
I mean, now I get it. Like I understand, but it's still
still your job.
The Chipotle around the corner got a sign on that thing that said we are not doing them quesadillas.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, does it take any extra work?
Probably not.
I don't know.
I mean, if I was a worker, I mean I don't know the situation like that. I never experienced it, but I feel like I'd make it. Like I don't think that it's that big of a deal, but you know you might. Get fired for doing it or something like that. It might be like.
Keep talking while I find this TikTok.
You said what?
I said keep talking while I find this TikTok.
Excuse me.
Terrace is finding a TikTok.
I don't know what it's the same.
Here we go.
Why do restaurants be mad as fuck when TikTok make a full item popular?
Because it causes a major inconvenience for the staff and the business. Waffle House, unfortunately, does not just make waffle sandwiches. So to consumers, it may look delicious, which that sandwich do look good as hell, but it also affects the other items on the menu. Sometimes Waffle House may have the ingredients to make the waffle sandwich, but they may not have the ingredients to make over 500 waffle sandwiches. They may need that same batter to make other items on the menu. Restaurants are not ordering things every single day. Profit has to be over what you spend on ingredients, and we are in the middle of inflation. So when TikTok is marketing this item where y'all make items go viral, staff members have to spend more time making that same item. I was a Starbucks barista, and so when frappes went viral on TikTok, frappes are the longest drinks to make. Increases the wait time for customers, which causes bad reviews. This is why we don't like it when stuff goes viral.
Why do restaurants?
Oh, I get it.
How do y'all feel about that?
It's so they don't, like, get rid of all their supply.
It's so they don't get rid of a certain, okay, so say one meal needs these supplies, the waffle sandwich needs these supplies. If they use all that they need for the waffle sandwich, then they might not have what they need for the other meal.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll affect what they're not using more than it'll affect what they are using.
Yeah.
So they're trying to spread that shit out.
Maybe they should have a limit. On what they how many they make a day, I don't know. Maybe like
because that'll make people even.
I mean, shit, just wiping off the menu, they ain't gonna make it too much better, unless they ordered. I don't know.
I mean, they start ordering for the trends.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. Waffle House can take a loss.
Yeah.
every company, well, not every company, but most, a lot of companies can take a loss.
Yeah.
So they take that loss, and then in the future, they order for the trends, and then yeah. everybody win.
I mean, like, now Chipotle in March is coming out. Where, like, you can put the steak. You can put the fajita veggies in the steak in one. They're doing a deal with Keith Lee and another mm-hmm. black TikToker. But you got to wait till March.
He can pay.
You can get paid for anything nowadays. We're being honest. You can really get paid for a lot of shit nowadays.
Yeah, man.
It's just crazy.
Keith Lee is a...
Didn't he get his own quesadilla?
That's what I just said.
Ew. Keith Lee quesadilla.
I didn't even hear that. I did not hear that at all. Please.
You chimed in right after I said it.
I didn't hear that.
You literally chimed in.
He got his own quesadilla. Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear that. Like, what the fuck? All I heard was quesadilla when you said it.
What? You chimed like you heard about everything that I just said.
I think I blacked out for a little bit.
Ooh, it's okay. It's that concussion.
From a year ago.
Ew. That motherfucker still ain't settled yet.
What?
Still ain't settled yet.
I'm lying.
I wish I was.
How long has it been?
A year.
And some change. 2 months.
36 minutes.
And about 2 weeks after that, yeah.
Damn. That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's all I can really say. All right. Next topic.
Well, since we're talking about people of color.
Why are you breathing?
Why are you breathing so hard? Oh, my God.
I don't know. Then we have a topic that was...
People of color influence
has to.
What?
No, I'm talking about him.
Oh.
I was trying to, you know, make a good little transition.
I was trying to segue and shit.
Yeah.
But he didn't know what to segue.
Yeah. I had the platform. I just didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, the platform, but not the plan. That's what is wicked.
You're an idiot.
That boy yesterday had the plan though. And the platform. He's still folded.
Chicago, please segue us.
Okay.
I beg of you.
So how do y'all feel about people of color having to work harder than the palm colored people?
Palm colored people
is that's innovative, right?
My mom be saying clear folk.
Wow.
People call them, what's it called?
Untitled documents.
Somebody says.
Snow roaches.
Yeah, snow roaches.
Untitled documents.
Snow roaches is crazy.
Somebody said the vanilla villains.
No, they have a whole like mail packet.
Where y'all find this shit
mail
at?
Mail packets. They have vanilla a whole villains. Like list.
Vanilla villains is crazy.
I need to
vanilla.
See this list.
I need to find
I'm about
it.
To use the hell I out
saw
this
like
shit.
A whole list.
It's, hold on, let me see. It's
that is
the
horrible.
Mail packets and stuff.
Mail packets.
But yeah, how do y'all feel about. Are people having to work harder
than the vanilla villains?
Yeah.
Sounds like a damn 80s Mafia. Rap group. Like a damn 80s rap group.
That ain't rap. Actually might be rap.
That's how the Beastie Boys or some
shit. Yeah, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. But
she got a whole list.
It's lit.
It's not
mine. Oh, I was about to say.
Enemies of the Sun. I saw that on there.
Enemies of the Sun is crazy.
Bro. Snow termites. Invert.
That's wild. Oh, wait, wait.
Not so silent majority.
Oh, bro, who will be coming up?
Colonization cockroaches.
Bro,
this gentrification gorillas. Egg markets.
What'd you said inverted. That was the best one.
Inverted. Glue sticks. Wonder Bread, Chalk Demons, Core Starch Crusaders. Sugar Cane Snatchers.
Oh my.
Snow Possums, Hail Takers. Ice rats.
Cane. Ice rats.
Oh, that's new.
Mayo sapiens.
Oh.
Rich, you have to clip this whole thing.
Nah, keep it inverted. That is funny. That's,
oh, man. No, I'm microwave mayonnaise.
Ooh.
Maximum brightness.
Maximum brightness. These are hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Wow. People are really creative.
Very creative. How do you come up with this stuff? How do they come up with this stuff? I just don't get it.
An untied.
Cotton swabs. Bird caca.
Bird caca.
What? Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, I'm dead.
All right. So like we were saying.
Before we got off track.
People of color working harder than white people. Just leave it at that. I feel like that's been a thing since the beginning of time, for being honest.
No, it's been a thing since we got here.
The beginning of time?
No.
Nah, no, I'm just kidding. It's just a, you know, a metaphor.
Okay, so
damn. I hope you zoom in on the way his lip just twitched right there. That motherfucker.
I think, well, what I've seen recently, it was like a whole bunch of like drama when it came to like these girls that went to Dubai for a sponsorship, whatever, with a Tarte Cosmetics or something. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's only like the chosen black women to go to those types of trips with, like, mainly like white girls or whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, I have no like animosity against like the chosen black women, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, they necessarily don't pick people that, you know, wear the like natural hair out with the curly hair and
they pick the black people that they want to show, you
yeah,
know,
that they can control,
have, like, that the loose pattern curls or yeah, whatever, but they just I don't know how to explain.
They're trying
it,
to get that diversity, equity, and yeah, inclusion up.
Yeah, they just get like one black girl that
it's know, like I never like folks coming around campus and just taking pictures of black people just to market us.
Yeah,
don't even know what's really going on.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I mean, everybody got that. I think I feel like every company or school or major conglomerate has like that token black person that mm-hmm, they can point to say, "Hey, we're diverse. Hey, we like y'all." It's not really like that.
It ain't like that for real. There ain't no diversity, no inclusion. They don't hear none of the words they got to say in the meetings.
I said you had diversity, bro. I asked around and said you do.
It's kind of like.
This is not just vibing.
It's not just vibing.
The girl, the black girl that made Renegade, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It and is like her.
Charlie, what's her name?
D'Amelio.
Charlie D'Amelio took it and ran with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she got all the fame and fortune off of it instead of the little
TV
black girl.
Show.
Man, she.
You know, all these celebrities.
Yeah. She ain't make that shit.
The same thing happened with the dude who said, Shapa, Shorty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the same thing happened with him. Mm-hmm.
Shit. And this ain't even like, you know, on a social media level. This is like just a cultural level, too.
Yeah, because she got a little bit of fame after they found out, but yeah, then that shit went dead.
It didn't go off
for her.
What's her name? What's the black girl's name?
I follow her. Jalea something. She's in high school. She's a senior.
Okay. I was like, a lot of people don't even know her name.
How do y'all feel about like creators that either black or white or whatever that just make content just off of black people?
I know exactly what
like
you're talking
this white
about.
Dude that be like
he be like black people
the house
black
thing.
Yeah mm-hmm,
like, I mean, I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see anything against it. I think it's funny, but I'm also a laid back guy.
Yeah,
so.
But I just think like motherfuckers always say, "Oh, we rocking with Mark. Oh, he rocking with his yada yada yada," and shit keep happening, and they keep on exploiting it. I ain't talking about him in particular, like
but
I,
other people,
but like just like other people, like with like the period and period girl, like she got a whole record deal.
That was.
Shawty got a whole record deal.
I'm embarrassed for our people because why are you giving her a whole
the
entire
record deal?
Record
you
deal?
Have all these other people that.
Wait, who
actually
gave her the record deal?
That's probably white people.
No, but like, what company?
I'll look it up. Hold please.
P
She gets a record deal, but there's people out here busting their fucking ass to get a record deal. And they ain't getting shit. They under the radar trying to get it on their own. Getting it out of the mud. Like me. Because I'm a rapper.
What's your rapper name?
What's my rapper name?
Yeah.
D-Money.
What's your rapper name, Shekinah? Go ahead.
I don't know.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. What's your rapper name, Terrence?
Shaq Diesel. Shaq Diesel is crazy. Terrence, what's your rapper name?
Oh, what's my rapper name?
Yeah. T-Money.
T-Pain.
T-Hurt.
T-Feel good.
T-Feel good.
T-Feel great.
Oh, my God.
How do we even get on this?
Y'all is our idiot.
T-Feel good.
T-Feel good.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
Oh, man.
What's your rap name, dude?
Y'all
just
said all of
them.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Just froze or some shit.
We'll come back to you. Freddie, what's your rap name?
What's up?
Our rapper name is Lil Tyke.
Oh, yeah. DJ Freddie.
And my DJ name is either DJ Freddie Love or
DJ Freddie Love.
What's the other one that I said?
Oh, damn, what did you say?
I'm gonna just say,
yeah, you gotta go back. But this is how DJ Freddie Love is.
Mine would be this DJ Freddie Love. Mine would be
It's DJ Lil Tyke
2.0.
Yeah,
mine would just be T Boogie.
That was ass.
You
still haven't found it?
Give her a record deal by user. What'd you say?
I said you still haven't found it yet.
I was fucking dying laughing at you. Yeah. Man exposed for impersonating an Atlantic Records A&R after this. Oh, she signed to Atlantic.
Huh?
Huh?
Period.
She's from Missouri.
You are period.
I am period.
Well, no. Wait,
you are period.
I am
period.
Period
and you are period.
That's she said. I was like,
To this day, I say that shit.
To this day.
With the emojis.
How y'all feel about Ice Spice?
I ain't gonna lie, her EP was fucking ass.
Yeah, the EP was poop.
I listened to it on the bus.
Her EP was ass, and then when he was listening to it, Shawty Poetic.
I was obviously joking, but yeah. Oh, the only song that I liked was In Her Mood.
Yeah,
I like In Her Mood.
The beat was hard.
Yeah,
the beat was
what hard. Else do I like?
Stop yeah, playing I don't with
Ice Spice at all.
I like the one with Lil TJ in it.
I hated that one.
I heard one of them songs and was totally turned off by her.
Totally turned off.
No, what song?
I ain't never heard no shit like that.
I don't know which one. Whichever one went viral first.
She said, that's what you call cow tipping.
I haven't heard the like Princess Diana
oh,
one.
Oh, shit.
Look just like, bro. Is that grenade?
No, like the memes came out about her at first. I didn't even know who she was.
I didn't know.
I just saw the memes and I was just sending the memes around because the memes was funny and she wasn't even in the picture.
Can we still put his head on the Munchables box?
Yeah,
I've always wanted to do that. Because remember when you said Munchables?
But what would we put to replace Munchables?
No, we were supposed to put his because it was Ice Spice's head in Munchables. We were supposed to put his head in place of Ice Spice's head.
Oh, because he would say, Munchables.
Right? Yeah. It took you that long to get that?
No. Never mind. That's not what I'm saying.
May the Lord bless you.
That's not what I was saying.
What were you saying in Chicago?
Nothing.
Not you sure about saying? No.
Come on.
What?
Say what you were saying.
I was just saying since like Ice Spice was the one that said Munch, whatever, Munchables. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be, since his face is on there, like his saying.
What?
Never mind. That's why I said that rhyme.
So Freddie said in one of our previous podcasts.
I believe that was episode two.
Yeah, it's like our first season.
No, it was episode two of season two of last year. I mean, last semester, yeah.
Okay. But he said Munchables before Ice Spice even was out.
No, he saw the meme. Was afterwards. He saw the meme. Then he's Shekinah showed us the meme and then he screamed it.
Yeah, he said Munchables.
Yeah.
That was fire.
We should probably make that like a sound bite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty solid. Damn. What's that? Hello?
You're metallic.
What were we talking? What was the topic?
He's talking about Transformer.
Brent Barbie. Signed to Atlantic Records.
Oh, and then we start talking about Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're the same. The music.
No, they're same. Not.
Try.
Ice Spice music is corny as shit. I heard that one song. Whichever song went viral first, was it
Munch?
I didn't really like
that. You thought I was feeling you?
Munch.
Like that part is catchy, yes. But then
after that,
and then the next song that came out, the one with the Bikini Bottom beat.
I heard that.
I hated that shit. Was fucking whack.
She said after that, I never listened to a song. She said, "I know that you dirty because you from the Bronx." She's from the Bronx.
Ain't she
too.
From the Bronx?
Yeah.
Takes one to know one.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
Takes one. Damn.
She said, How can I win if I'm already chosen? Like, what?
That don't make no sense.
What? She said, if the party not lit, I'd rather not go. Like, girl, what the fuck does it? I know what it means, but what the fuck does that mean?
Hey, bro, she be spitting.
Shit. She's been some bullshit.
Bullshit. Pure bullshit.
If y'all listen to her religiously,
you need help.
You need help.
Tell me how. So I listened to her EP, and then I hit like listen now, and then it says Ice Spice Radio.
Mm-mm. Oh my God.
Mm-mm. You fucked up right there.
She's only famous because of her body.
Yes. She's famous because of that song.
Yeah, I think she's famous because of that song.
I just would not have known
what she looked like if they didn't hear that song.
Yeah. I didn't know what she looked like until I heard that song.
I didn't know the song.
I didn't know until, like, the music video.
I seen what
video.
She looked like. Then I seen the song. I was like, oh, I could see what it's like fucking with this song. Said they don't even care about the lyrics. They just looking at her.
Yeah.
You think I'm gonna play? I'm so dead ass.
They said her and Kai about to start going together or some
no,
shit.
No, they're not.
Oh.
Kai likes SZA.
Did we talk about that?
What?
The whole Kai situation with the party.
We didn't talk about it on here. We talked about it.
Should we talk about it?
I don't care.
Did I hear about what happened? So
should I talk about
somebody
it?
Somebody got raped at one of his parties.
Yeah. And like they think that Kai knew about it. Which I mean, we really don't. I haven't heard nothing about it since. So I'm pretty sure.
I saw him on his couch talking about that shit.
And he's still streaming this shit.
He was like, I ain't even know, bro. But he also, in the same point, said, I know, bro.
He had a picture with bro on Instagram.
Look. He said, he ain't know him. Then he said he did know him, but he don't condone no shit like that. Then he said he just didn't know what happened. And I was like.
Maybe he got nervous talking about it. And then
I was like, this motherfucker need a lawyer.
Yeah. He don't know what to say. Which, I mean, granted, he is young. He don't know what's going on.
God, yeah, he need a lawyer.
He just turned 21, right?
I think he just turned 20.
No, 21. 21?
Yeah. Mm. But yeah, that was an interesting little thing. I saw
like a TikTok of him saying, "Yo, like my mom's calling me, like my folks are calling me, yada yada." But I didn't know what he was talking about, so I went in the comments and I saw it, like them talking about it in the comment section. But I still didn't really get the full context.
So basically, it was a party at, was that his house or somebody else's house?
I think somebody else's house.
So Yeah, it was a party
at their house.
Yeah, it was a party at someone else's house. But Kai was throwing it, I believe.
Yeah, it, was it for his birthday or something?
Like I forget. But I think Kai was throwing the party and the girl was there. And she was drunk, or she got there drunk or something like that. But she was drunk. And she was like, I want to leave because I'm drunk or whatever. I'm trying to go home. And then Kai was like, nah, you should stay here because we don't want you drinking while driving or something like that. And so he said, you can go stay in this room, whatever. And she goes to sleep. And then I think she wakes up to the dude who lives there, his room. She wakes up and he was there or something like that. Or he was like raping her at the time. But basically she got raped. And then she leaves. And she's like calling and texting Kai. And Kai's like, I don't even know, bro. Or some shit like that. Do you know exactly what happened?
I don't know. From what I heard, it's the same story that you were talking about. But, like, I didn't even want to watch the video because, like, it's going to be a whole bunch of opinions with people.
Yeah.
And, like, people want to say the girl's lying. I don't know if she's lying or not.
I mean, yeah, no, nobody really going
to
know.
Like, it's not up to the people in the comments. It's up to Kai and that girl and whatever the boy was doing.
Whoever's in the situation.
So,
bro going to jail.
What? So,
bro, that rapist guy.
Wait, so you said it was at Kai's house?
I think it was at somebody else's house, but Kai was still in the party.
But isn't the person whose house it was liable instead of Kai?
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was like trying to text Kai, and like Kai was like not texting her back or something like that. She felt like he wasn't really there for her or some shit like that. And then she was like, I'm going to take it to the police or whatever. She put it on Twitter. It was all over Twitter.
But my thing is, why are you posting on, if you went to the police?
I mean, she want to ruin.
Why are you posting on Twitter?
Reputation. Yeah, like, I would get if, like, police isn't doing anything.
But I mean, like, probably try to make awareness to the situation.
Yeah, I would say, because folks on the internet be finding every and everything. So that's probably why.
But some people are disgusting, bro. Somebody put in the comments, it was like a picture of her in a bikini, and it was like, he said, why would she be in his bed anyway looking like that? Like, why wouldn't he do that or something?
Yeah,
shit
a lot
like
of
that.
People think like that.
I was like, what, bro?
Like, a lot of people think like that.
Like, you really think that this girl's in your bed drunk, that you have the power to rape her? Like, come on, bro. No matter if she look good or not.
It's the world we live in.
Like, that's some sick shit, bro. You need to, if I was bro in the situation, I would make sure she all right. Did I just leave the room? I'll go sleep on the couch or something like that.
That's because you're surrounded by, like, good people. He's probably not. Yeah. So that's why he think like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just a bad situation. I don't know.
Well, I would say, I hope Kai.
Yeah, I hope Kai's in the right.
Guilty in any of
this. Yeah, I hope he's in the right. But if he's not, then. Sayonara.
Sayonara, suckers.
can we talk?
Good God.
Dang. Oh, please.
What in the world?
Can we talk about?
It's going on here. Ah!
Who did it
then?
Oh, I wanted to talk about, you know, like, that little, like, this, like, the soft black man era that I'm in right now, like, on, like, that little trend on TikTok.
I don't think I've seen on TikTok. I've heard about it, but I haven't really seen what it was really about. So you gotta educate me on that.
So basically,
yeah,
I'll really say it's just, you know, black men getting on TikTok, like, just kind of, it's like another version of, like, the day in the life type shit, but, like, they just calling it, like, the soft black man era, like, because you know how girls had, like, their soft girl era, like, and, like, they was posting, like, what they was doing throughout their day and shit. It's really the same, like, it's the same as that, but, like, just with, like, black men. And I like seeing shit like that, me personally, but, like, I don't think. What?
Are you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You're a manly man, Terrence.
Thank you. Hoorah.
You're not Marine.
I like seeing stuff like that, but, like, at the end of the day, like, you're doing, like, they're really just taking care of their mental health and shit like that. And, like, they're doing regular shit, but, like, I don't know why. I just don't think it should just be called, like,
soft
because I think you could call it like, I don't know, like my self care era or whatever the shit like that.
I just seen the video today, or it was either today or last night, but bro went to Target to get like essential stuff. Like he got face care stuff, hair care products. What else he get? Like cologne, toothbrush, toothpaste, and all that stuff. And I feel like that's cool. I mean, you're just taking care of your body, which you should do. You feel what I'm saying? If you want to look good, you know, if you want to be presentable, you should do all those things. You don't want to walk around here looking
terrible.
Yeah. You don't want walk around looking, I'll just say, yeah, terrible.
I got you, buddy.
Damn. Yeah, you should go get all that stuff that you need because, you know, you don't know what could happen. You know what I'm saying? Then with the what? What's funny?
I'm just looking at Frank.
Oh. Then with the what did you say they were doing? Recording their day?
They was like recording them making a smoothie, recording them going to the gym, recording them cleaning their room, recording them meditating and shit like that.
That's just like vlogging. That's all it is. Yeah. People vlog all the time. You watch everybody that's seeing all this soft boy stuff, they probably watch vloggers all the time. They're watching someone else live in their life. You feel what I'm saying?
I guess they don't like the word soft, that's why.
Yeah.
That's my only issue with it. For real, for real.
It's not soft.
I don't have it. Yeah.
There's no issue with it. Maybe he just wants to help another young man, you know, get into his self-care routine and shit like that, his self-care era. So maybe that's why people are vlogging for it.
Fred, what's your opinion? Because I was scrolling down my Twitter timeline and I saw you had liked a tweet about, like, we should kind of like stop like the soft man era on TikTok or some shit like that. It was a tweet of that, like that wasn't verbatim, but it was a tweet of that.
I don't even know what this shit is. I'm not gonna lie. I don't even remember seeing no tweet like that. I'm not gonna lie twice. Yeah. Not even gonna lie and shit.
Okay.
So wait, basically like.
So
it's literally like
it's vlogging.
It's vlogging, but like
why do they call it soft man era then?
I don't know.
Because like it comes from the soft girl area, but era.
Why the fuck was it called soft girl era in the first place? It was just vlogging.
Well, no. It was
it's basically like so women, the whole like masculine energy, feminine energy type stuff.
People see men doing this as feminine.
Yeah, so they call it "quote unquote" soft. But
that's some crazy shit, though. Like
it is.
If we being 100, if we being 100 right now,
100.
People want to see how girls live their life. Yeah. Why the fuck can't people see how guys want to live their life?
That shit
don't make no goddamn sense to me.
I don't think it's a problem.
I did see women under some of their comments saying, you know, like, this shit is weird, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And if you want another girl to watch how you do it, your shit, then why can't a man want another man to watch how he do it, his
that's
shit?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, some people just own their shit better than other people in different places. Or some people want to be like other people in certain areas, so they watch what they doing.
Yeah.
There's always going to be people out there like that, though.
Yeah, there's always going to be people like that. But, you know,
people stupid as shit.
This is weird.
People stupid as
shit.
They
might be dirty.
Yeah.
They might be dirty then.
They
might be dirty.
And y'all girls be complaining about, dude not washing their ass, dude smelling bad, yada, yada.
And then be under the comments like, oh, this is mad weird. Like,
my girl.
Why are you getting your nails done? All that other stuff. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, no, I mean, like, if they talking about you going to get
like
his nails done, that's a little different.
No, like,
like, just a clear gel.
Oh, you talking about just going to get a manicure?
Yeah.
I do that. Yeah. Not all the time, but I'll go do that. It's been years.
I've never done it, but I'm not against it.
That shit feels good as hell. I ain't going to cap to you.
I think
clean your nails and stuff.
I think that, like, shit, I mean, if when they're doing some shit that's weird, then they got something to say about that, then that's a little different. But if they not doing that weird, then it's like
if they just living their life.
Like they just simply just smooth. Like wash their face.
Why me
like,
go to class?
Yeah.
Why me go to class?
Let me go to practice.
I'm in class.
Like you see like men like just washing their face or like doing skincare or a mask or something. And people are like, oh, that's weird.
That's an everyday thing.
But I'm just like, okay, so you that's don't take care of yourself. That's great. Like,
I think people just want to be seen.
Yeah, I think people just want to create static for no reason.
Some of the people that's vlogging just want to be seen. Hell, I know I only post them TikTok because I'm trying to be seen. I'm trying to get some business in this motherfucker.
I'm trying to get verified.
Yeah, I mean, some people post because they want to be seen, and everybody that comment just want to be seen.
Yeah,
I actually love it because then, like, young men can see it and see how, like, you know.
Not even young, older men
see themselves,
can
basically. Yeah.
Like, real shit, though, the people that I watch on YouTube, as far as the guys go, they don't do no shit like that. There's one, actually, there's one. His name is Phil Kofer. He went to Florida State. He played basketball, and he played overseas. Mm-hmm. He's from Georgia. I haven't watched many of his videos recently because I just don't like the quality of them, but that's different. But he the only one that I be seeing doing shit like that. Every other guy that I watch, they do vlogs and shit, but they not showing themselves washing their face, making their smoothies, eating how they eating, working out, shit like that. Like, every once in a while you might see it, but it's not often. And then the girls, on the other hand, they do that shit all the time. Like, oh, day in the life, get ready with me. What's my morning routine? What's my night routine? You want to see me do homework? Oh, productive day. Shit like that. Like,
I don't know why. It's very, like, calming. It's very calming for us to watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it's very popular.
I'll be watching the hell out of the girls' videos, too. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Like, what's her name? Nausea or something like that. I like watching her.
She ain't posted the video.
Burger Helper is objectively very funny. But you know what? Cooking is a strange word process. I was making sure to do this. Pouring barefoot pink Moscato into your Hamburger Helper is objectively very funny. But you know what? Cooking is a strange word process. I was making short ribs the other day. I used Coca-Cola to deglaze the pan. It worked great. So I'm really not in the position to be judging what that man was doing in the kitchen. It was not my food. Here's the thing. In defense of the soft black man trend. Is it weird? Yeah. Is it corny to wash your face and clean your nails and do your hair and, like, hashtag it soft black man? Yeah, that's corny. That's super corny. But at the same time, the girls get on here every week, every month, and talk about how their boyfriends don't know how to wash their ass. You know what I'm saying? Dingleberries in the parfait. Y'all get on here and talk about how your brothers and boyfriends want their mummies. Want their mummies. And now you have to step up and be their mummies. You know? So, in a world where we're talking about Andrew Tate and Tory Lanez, every day we're talking about how violent men are, that guy's on that side of the internet talking about how he's the Michael Jackson of running trends.
What are we talking about?
And somebody
about?
Gets on.
No, he's talking about the trend. No, just listen.
On here and tries to make an aesthetic out of cooking for yourself and having a clean apartment. I think that's okay. I think it's gonna be okay. There are worse evils in the world. There are. Are you gonna act like you don't know what he's talking about when he says soft black men? You're gonna act like we're talking about boys. Boys aren't allowed to, they don't know that they're allowed to cry. You're gonna act like you don't know what he's talking about? Come on. It's subversive.
He was just talking about, like, how there's worse things than this trend, basically. That was his whole contestant sentence on that. But when he said, yeah, like, have you seen that black dude with the afro? He said that he was the Michael Jackson of running trains.
Yeah.
I ain't never saw that shit.
I haven't seen that. What?
Bro said he was the Michael.
Something's going on with him.
He is so weird, bro.
Something's going on. His
name is the Black Ryan Seacrest.
Because Keke Palmer did a reaction. His
stories just be so, like,
the Black Ryan Seacrest.
The way
he communicates is bad.
Bro was a walking.
Never.
Normalize doing people dirty just because you can. Like, what you have to realize is you don't owe these. So me and this group of guys used to run trains, right? And if the group was the Jackson Five, I was kind of like the Michael Jackson.
I wrote your name down in my journal to bring you up when I go to Bible study on Sunday.
Yes, like,
because we're praying for you. That story, that was the worst story time I've ever heard in my life. It was too long. It was too. Wait, it was too detailed. It was too much.
So me and this group of guys used to run trains, right? And if the group was the Jackson Five, I was kind of like
I love him.
The Michael Jackson.
I wrote your name down in my journal to.
I love him, bro. But he just.
So me and this
statement. That is a lot.
He just makes stuff like that. I feel like he's lying.
I feel like he's lying too, but he be thinking that it's funny. I'm just like,
this shit is not funny.
Like, what?
You get no
but
cool
it's getting him attention though.
He's getting roasted. I
That ain't no cool points. He's losing points.
The Michael Jackson of running trains, he said.
Who says that?
He does.
He does.
He said it. He said it because he was, like, the youngest.
Good night. Don't go into bed.
That's not okay.
At all. Get him off the platform.
Why do people have platforms in the first place? Why can't we just ban people like that?
We'll just be saying shit.
We'll be talking. We'll just be talking. Just to be talking.
But anyways.
But anywho.
Do y'all think it should be named something different? The soft black man or something like that?
I feel like it should be named.
What?
Routine. Daily routine.
I think it is. It's just people just call it.
Lying though. Some of them folks will be doing that shit.
I was just gonna say that.
God, that attentive motherfuckers probably not doing that shit.
Because you gotta think about it. You gotta set your phone up. Like, you gotta get out of bed.
Then
get back in bed.
Get back out of bed.
Wake up.
Things will just. Hey, look.
Wake up, they eyes already white and shit. Yo, damn well, you don't wake up like that. Come on now.
Yo, I wake up like that.
Yo, eyes yellow and shit. You look orange and shit. Eyes. That's what I'm saying. You wake up rubbing shit. You ain't moving for 5 minutes when you get up either.
He's be lying.
No, and damn well, you not doing all that shit when you wake up. Then you gotta get out of bed, move that motherfucker to the bathroom, and set it up. Then brush your teeth. Every, wash your face.
Then go to the gym. Set the tripod up on the on the squat rack
for every fucking workout. Like, come on now. Every exercise, you gotta move that bitch. Lower it, raise it. Come on now.
They wake up. They're like, I wake up 6 a.m. this morning. Had my nice cup of tea.
Oh God.
Then I go read my
Quran.
Yeah, I go read the. It's like a white guy. I go read the Quran and I pray to.
I meditate for an hour.
I meditate for an hour and right. Then I pray to Allah.
Meditating for hours is crazy.
Then it's like.
Then I go work out. Then I go to Starbucks. Then you go to Starbucks every fucking morning after you work out.
Then it's like. Then I go to Starbucks. It's like 8 o'clock.
You walk into Starbucks all this before after 8 o'clock every in the day. Morning. And he gotta go to work. And
then I go to work for. two hours. And then I get off work, then I go get lunch, then I do whatever I want for the rest of the
day.
Then
I clean up my house every day.
Like, how like, do your
you
house
clean
be
your
that
house
dirty
every day.
To get cleaned up every
I
day?
I get tidy up, but not clean.
Like, you was not doing that every single day, bro.
Just don't be doing that shit every day.
And if they do, they're not putting all this tripod shit.
That's what I'm saying.
They could do it every day, but they not doing it with the phone every day.
If there's I do no a day in my life video, trust and believe I'm holding that motherfucker like this.
Yeah. I'm not doing tripod.
Yeah, I'm holding that motherfucker. I just woke up.
I just brushed my teeth.
I just woke up.
I'm a fuck.
I'm a fuck. Stay out of trouble now.
If I did a day in a life, it'll be like a day in a month. I could do it like every
day in a month is crazy.
Every month.
So you can see how different it get in this motherfucker. It's real.
It get real. Because you ain't going to have... You're not always going to have the time to do that shit on a daily. I mean, as far as recording and all that, you can do the
daily. You don't be feeling like
even
it.
Even all that other shit, though. Like, the shit they be doing in them routines, they don't be doing all that every day.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it can get done every day. But when you in the worst, you ain't...
Oh.
They coming for me.
They're not worried about you. I tell you right now, they're not worried about you.
You asked around, I said you did.
I said you had a felony. We asked around, they said you did. Right, damn, I forgot what I was saying.
You
really in a rush? You're not getting all that shit done.
No. But people be like, oh, I have 10 minutes to get ready to go out. Let's do blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how you only got 10 minutes, but you recording for like an hour?
Oh, God, you gonna let me sit up. Okay, guys, I only have 5 minutes to get ready.
The video be 10.
It's 7 o'clock, and my friends are gonna be here in 3 minutes, and I haven't done this, this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And this is why I do this, this is why I do that, this is why I do this, this is why I do this. And ain't did shit yet. They spent 20 in a minute recording, and they only got 5 minutes left. And then they want to show you the time, too. That's what it get me.
Oh, the time.
That's what it get me. Oh, the reservations are at 8:30, but look, it's 8:27 right now.
I was just about to say.
I don't even have my makeup on.
Like, yes.
Come on, bro.
That should be fun.
Shit. Even, like, I don't know, like, just I okay, so every day I try to wake up. Every day this semester, I've been trying to wake up at 5:30. Daron will tell you, I do not get up at 5:30 every day. I be trying to.
He be trying. I'll say that. He be trying.
I be trying, but that shit don't be working. In fact, he's supposed to be getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Doing all this shit. 4 o'clock every
What
I told you.
Are you okay?
When you told me you went to sleep at like 10:30, I'm like, oh.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I knew bro was finna jump so good. Like, yeah. Like I'm talking like I was doing stroll practice by myself or whatever. And then Freddie put his little movie on, he put his headphones on. So I'm strolling and I look over, sleep. So then after a while, I got in my bed. Like I said, I've roomed with Freddie like at least 10 times in my life. I ain't never heard this man snore like this, bro.
We also had to be up early, though. The bus left at 7:45. I had to be up early.
Freddie, don't act like you don't, like, even if
I
got to
be up
at
7:45, unless it's just class or some shit. But I'm not staying up that late if I got to be up that early. Unless it's class.
Nah, you stayed up at regionals that one time where we had to get tested.
Oh, but then we went back to sleep.
True.
We went back to sleep. Like, the COVID test was at 7 a.m.
No, it was at like, we got up at like, I think it was like 6:30 or something.
No, but we had to leave at 7 though.
No,
and
no,
then
no, I'm
then,
saying I think the test was at, because I remember we got up at 5:30.
Either way, you had to wake up
early. That's crazy. We had to wake up early as shit regardless. But also, that was an accident. That wasn't on purpose. It wasn't on purpose at all. There was external factors that led me to be up that late. But the point the point of the matter is that I don't think it was that funny. But the point of the matter is that we went back to sleep. And we wasn't competing until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I had all the time in the world. Yesterday I had to jump at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So I had to be sleek.
Sleek. By 10:30.
He sure was on. You did a good job, man. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
We all are.
Thanks.
I think the last one we should talk about is y'all wanna talk about, so we can talk about bullying in school, volunteering, or
I thought Christina wanted to talk about bullying in school.
That was I brought that up, but she
brought up the volunteering.
Yeah.
She brought up the volunteering.
No, she was like, yeah, like y'all should talk about that. Like she's very enthusiastic about it after I said it.
Let's talk about it.
What, you want to talk about the bullying?
Yeah.
Mm.
So give us a little insight on what you're, the context that you're trying to get into.
I saw this TikTok a while ago. Where this guy, this black dude, was like how he was like middle school roast culture kind of like leads to insecurities in men. So like, let's say like me and Daron in middle school, right? And like, I say,
you stink.
Some shit about his shoes or some shit like
that's
that.
That's why your toenail's crooked.
No, but he's basically saying a insecurity in one boy will like lead him to project his insecurities onto another boy, and then he'll get insecurities, and there's just a whole cycle. And now like we grow up with insecurities and shit like that, and some people like aren't as confident in themselves and like from shit like that. Some people get depressed, all that, you know, typical shit. So I was just wondering how y'all felt about that.
Like, I feel like,
do you think, let's start with this. Do you think all the roasting and shit that you went through in your life was all good for you in the long run?
Was it all good for me? And not necessarily, but I feel like it builds character for you. That's how I feel about it. Because, I mean, you got to get through the insecurities either way. Because if you don't point them out.
I'm talking about, like, I ain't talking about, like the, oh, like, you stink or some shit. Because you need to tighten that shit up.
Immediately. Okay. So give me, like.
I'm, like, shoes, like, clothes.
Okay. Or. Like saying, like, you don't have, like.
Or, like, clothes. somebody talking about your face, somebody talking about your pimples, like it smells good. Like it's like you're just getting the preview, like you're starting to break out, mm-hmm. your teeth ain't straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Like just like shit that you can't control. You feel me?
Yeah. I feel what you're saying. Well, I feel like with some things you can't, like with the pimples. Mm-hmm. I feel like with the acne stuff, I mean that kinda goes back into the like the routine stuff. That's when boys start watching, you know, these black males doing routines so they can look better for themselves to be more presentable to the world.
But Ryan, I'm talking about you in middle school.
You're
gonna get pimples regardless.
I'm just tying it back to what we're talking about. But I mean, I feel like if they were to point that out, then that's like a sign to use it. That's like, oh shit, I should start, you know, taking better care of myself. Start taking better care of what I have going on. So in the long run, I can't feel better about myself. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But I don't think every like 12, 13 year old kid is going to have that, you know, frame. They're going to be like, damn, like I really do got a pizza face.
Yeah.
And like they can either take it like how you said it,
or they can or take it the wrong way.
Take it the wrong way. You feel me? And it's really a coin flip at that point. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It really just depends on how you take it, like you said. Then see what happens and go from there. How you guys feel about it?
Shekinah, you said you were bullied in middle school, so
weren't we all?
Nah, I really wasn't. She really was.
Oh. I was not.
I was just there.
He was probably a bystander.
He might have been the bully.
I can never see you at the bully.
I was quiet in middle school.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty
cool. Wow.
You know what I think? If you was a bully in middle school,
your life is trash now.
Yeah. I'm not saying all that now. I'm not gonna say all that. I'm saying if you was a bully in middle school and you haven't like come to terms with what you did wrong to other people and express that to them, apologize for all that shit, then you need to work on yourself. Yeah. But there are people that were bullies in middle school that are not the same no more.
Yeah.
They grew up. That was like years ago.
They did.
If you haven't changed from that, yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Because at the time, I mean, in all honesty, all it is like the human nature of competition.
Mm-hmm.
But using it in a way of pointing out some things that you're basically just trying to build yourself up.
Yeah.
In however many different ways that is. And it's also, a lot of that shit has to do with what you was taught at home. Mm-hmm. So the shit start at home, if we being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it starts at home, especially shit that happened in middle school and the first couple years of high school. All that shit start at home. So whatever, I mean, it's in part whatever the parents are teaching their kids and how they express to the kids this is how they feel about whatever the fuck is going on.
Yeah. It's their own insecurities that display on other.
I was gonna say, I feel like it's also like just like, you know, just projecting your own insecurities and then that leads to other insecurities and it's just
It definitely starts at home too. Like whether their parents are, I don't know, doing something. But
and it could be indirect insecurities too. Like
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could be saying some shit about somebody else that's not directly bothering you,
mm-hmm.
but there's a reason why that bothered you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe an underlying reason or an adjacent reason to it, but it's just that 13, 12, just trying to say what they got to say. Just trying to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that bullying is okay, but I do see
why it happens. Yeah.
It's to make them feel better,
mm-hmm.
but also tearing other people down.
That's how it builds character. You're going to live with that shit.
I don't think it builds character unless you actually want to, like...
Like I said, I mean, shit.
Insecurity.
You can fall into, like, man...
A deep depression.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
A deep hole.
And I don't think that would build character. Like, for me, fortunately, like... I was on the side where, like, it did kind of build me up and it made me appreciate myself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, you don't know what people have going on. Like, you could maybe, like, like maybe they don't have the best parents in the world, and mm-hmm. the same shit that you're telling that kid is what their parents are already telling them. So like, damn, like shit, this shit must be true. So like, shit, I don't really shit, like I'm sad type yeah. shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But and that also goes into parenting. Like my mom did a really good job of like affirming us and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Me, on the other hand, they're like she always affirmed me, but like I never really believed her. Like I didn't really start believing what she said about me until like a couple years ago, to be honest. Like I've always had confidence issues and like that, but like my other two brothers, like they was always all right. But I like I said, I think that goes with the parenting. Like you have to affirm your kids, or else they're just gonna believe any and everything that somebody else has to say about them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I feel you.
Chikana, did you want to talk about your middle school bullying experience or no? Is it traumatic?
It's not traumatic. Like, my head wasn't stuffed in no locker or some shit, but...
That is some Disney school bully ass shit. That is no, some Disney really Channel like, ass shit.
Do you that think does that not even happen?
It does, but not as often as people be making it seem. Like that's some Disney Channel shit, bro.
You know the only shit that's really like the movies?
Yeah.
The United States Naval Academy is just like the goddamn movie.
Bro, we was up there, and I swear to God, we pulling up to the beat. It's what time was it? Like 7:45. Oh, we left the hotel at 7:45. So we get into the track at 8:00. Bro, I'm telling you, it was folks outside running in shorts.
Yeah.
And crew neck sweatshirts.
It's the
just going.
Academy.
Just going.
Yeah.
In little groups, in little packs and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? No clothes on, nothing. Just going.
They have to.
Shit, I don't think they have to.
Shit, me.
It's probably second nature to them.
And shorts and a short sleeve shirt in when it's 39 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And it's a hot day.
Yeah.
Come on now. That's
y'all
a hot day.
Y'all never seen that before?
No, I know.
Not in Georgia,
like,
I don't see no shit like that.
And you also got to think, like, they're right next to the ocean, so that wind is
whipping.
Water cold, all that.
That's an actual story.
You should have saw, what team was that? The rugby team, we was in there shaking out. Them motherfuckers big as shit.
Yeah.
Them boys was big as hell. They all look like the movies, like no bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look like Cadet Kelly up in that bitch.
Like, Cadet no jokes. They all look like they was out of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Like they was a Major Payne or something.
It's Naval Academy.
That.
It was
they
so
dress
real
in the, not paraphernalia, but like the uniform, like the white uniform and stuff. They walk around like
I only
the,
saw a couple people in those, but.
Oh, yeah.
No. When we was at VMI, though, I did see a lot of that.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch. They walk around the Annapolis area with that on. I'm surprised you didn't see them at the mall.
Oh, no. When we was at the mall, it was a bunch of kids in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It was on TikTok and shit.
Booed up.
Booed up. On the campus, there's people walk around in the, you know,
yeah.
uniform and whatnot, walking to class or whatever.
Yeah. They have to wear that.
Dakari said that they school is depressing.
Like, it no, it really looked like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
On a bad day.
It was like gray. Everything was like grayed out.
It wasn't no color. The only color was on the track.
And it was just blue.
Hell, the trees wasn't even brown for real. It was all gray.
Literally everything was gray.
Yeah.
It was a cool looking campus. But
the water wasn't even blue. Like, real shit, the water was gray too. Like, I'm not joking.
Yeah. Sewage water.
Yeah. That wasn't no normal water. That's the Navy SEAL water.
Freddy, this man, Freddy, go ask them. He was like,
I said, what happened if we go to war right now? I went up to one of them. No, I went up to two of them. I said, I got a real question for y'all. They thought I was bullshit. I was like, I got a real question.
Mm-hmm.
They said, what's up? I said, what happened to go? I said, what happened if we go to war right now? And then this other dude over there started laughing.
Mm.
He thought I was joking. I was like, I'm being dead serious.
Did they answer you?
Yeah, they did.
What
they said they go get moved up a year. They gonna get sent to their location and they start training.
Yeah.
And then they just go. Mm. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
That's scary.
Yeah. I was like, but I was like, is it gonna be some sirens or some shit going off around here? Like y'all gonna. Mm. Just start stripping and getting y'all clothes and go or what? Like I thought it was gonna be immediate.
You think they get letters or like text messages say like, oh, you going to war?
That's what I'm saying. Like it gotta be a siren or some shit to alert everybody.
Let's wrap it up.
Like they don't got no Panther alert. They probably got some more into this shit. That's what I'm saying. That's why they're like, no. The and then like you said, yeah, we in war right now. I said, don't play with me, bro. Don't play with me, bro. Because I know you would know before I would. Don't play like that. That's funny as hell. He said, introduce me to the baddest on your team. I said, we talking about war right now. Oh! I swear to God, he said that.
He said that shit to you?
Yes, he did. Yeah. I looked around, I said,
we was talking about that on the bus. I ain't gonna lie to you, they probably... horny as hell because they probably haven't, you know, had nothing in a while.
I think they have
separate.
They definitely have separate dorms though, bro. Like, but
they be doing the do.
They'll probably find a way.
You want things like Liberty? How like
they Liberty is bad.
Liberty is bad, but them Navy motherfuckers, they breaking some rules. Everybody in the military, they gonna break the hell out some rules.
Yeah, Liberty like, probably breaking some rules too.
Yeah, they really don't give a fuck.
Like real shit, real shit, real shit.
Liberty?
Both. You know,
Liberty cares.
You know, Trent's big brother got suspended. Well, got expelled.
Yeah.
From Liberty?
For having a girl and shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the people, not the university. I'm talking about the students.
Oh, yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they probably don't give a fuck.
You saw how they were standing for the national anthem?
I didn't see it.
It was standing stiff like this.
I was in there cracking jokes to Mike when they were saying national anthem. I was like, do we need Carl Lewis in this?
That shit was so funny.
Can we play that?
Please. Carl Lewis in this
world. Nah. That shit was... Hold on, bro.
That's the worst one.
That shit was hilarious.
That was
the Rockets.
You see how I didn't hit
the Bob's Bernstein.
In one of his movies that a man's got to know his limitations. Carl Lewis apparently didn't see the movie. If his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner prior to the Nets Bulls game last night is any indication, as a public service, we present now only excerpts.
Like, you get out in front of Michael Jordan and do some shit like this.
All right, are we all ready?
Why would you do that?
That's where he fucked up right there.
He was being dead-ass.
Dead serious.
Oh, say, can you see? And the Rockets.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
For the last time.
Y'all been walking for it, y'all.
I also forgot the lyrics.
He said, uh-oh, in the middle of it.
Oh, sorry,
they got the news reporter laughing. They got you laughing. Oh, CBS live news. Live. Uh-oh. Like, he can't even hold it. He can't even keep his composure.
The uh-oh was crazy.
Uh-oh.
How he skipped to a different right verse?
Now. I didn't even know Carl did that.
Yeah, it was real bad. Real bad. Real bad.
I know he got flamed.
Yeah, what? They didn't even have social media. They had to do that shit in real life.
Yeah,
I just saw a comment. It said, if Vine was a thing when this shit came out.
Oh, my God.
Feel Vine, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, I guess.
He said, are you ready? Are you?
Oh, say.
And then we watched Fergie's, bro. That shit was bad, too.
Nah, that shit was so funny.
That they were trying not to laugh. Because
you could tell she thought she was eating.
She really thought she was fucking that shit up.
She tried to put her spin on it. It didn't work.
That shit was god awful. Man. All right. Let's wrap this hoe up with some music suggestions. You see how I remembered? Well, we remembered.
All right, somebody else go.
How many suggestions?
However many you want.
Please.
I would listen to a lot of Silk Sonic.
Oh, I heard you.
Yeah. It's fire. They are fire. Where'd they go? Where does Silk Sonic?
They made an album last year. They're probably just touring.
They need to make another album. This show.
I think they made a single, right?
Fire.
No.
Nope.
Just that album.
Nope. Didn't do it. Nope. Was me.
Nope.
Nah, but I've been listening to a lot of Silk Sonic. A lot of shit I could sing too. So I've been listening to a lot.
Oh, she kind of talking about Love's Train.
Oh, Love's Train? Mm-hmm. Have you heard the original Love's Train? Mm-hmm. Like a function? You probably have.
I probably have, but I just don't remember.
Confunction hard. But you need, let's do it if you have it. But yeah, Silk Sonic. Sorry.
It sounds like you're underwater.
Well, because he's moving, he's touching that.
You know what? I'm done.
Don't you just. That's it.
Sorry, like okay, my rotation is I See You by Coco Jones.
Coco Jones. And
I think I listened to everything Kehlani, so that's nothing new. And then probably Chloe and Halle, their old album. Old album.
What's the name of it?
Let me go back and see. Give me 1 second.
You ever heard of an artist named
Deron Dudley?
D's.
Oh, it's called Ungodly Hour and the Kids Are
These
All Right.
These nuts.
I hate you so much.
Got him.
With every bone in my body. Okay, the albums the albums they're from are Ungodly Hour and the Kids Are All Right.
How many bones do you have in your body, Shekinah?
I think, don't we have like 200 something bones?
Let's see. Let's don't. Look it up. I don't know. I was just asking a question. I think it might be like 217, but don't quote me. I could be wrong as hell.
She's a hood rat. Did that
206.
Did that. Oh, I was close. I was close. That's not too far off.
Okay, what's your rotation?
Did that and did.
Yeah, man. Okay, my I'm gonna give y'all four. The first one is called Motion Man by Lil Stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it on TikTok. He was rapping into a mic on a radio show or some shit like that. And I was just like, damn, this motherfucker kind of sliding a little bit. And then the second one is called Power by Mon the Goat. But on the on any music app, it's just gonna be MDG.
Mm-hmm.
The beat on that motherfucker so hard, it might make you get up and hit one of these.
Oh yeah,
you heard it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That shit's fire.
Mm-hmm. And then the third one is gonna be Vaccine Fallen Star by No Cap. And then the fourth one is With You by Polo G.
Solid.
Poetic.
Poetic justice. Keep that over there, please.
No reason why I should have heard that in my mic.
God, what the hell?
Let's not do that to Glenda.
Glenn Diesel.
Thank you. Go. It's your turn. No, he already went.
Already went. So excited.
Dom the Monko. Insane, mate. That motherfucker wireless.
Just listening to it.
So number one would be Colors by Black Pumas. Number two would be Melt Session Number One by Denzel Curry. You and ITY by Queen Latifah.
You and ITY.
Ooh. My fourth would be The Blast by Reflection Eternal. That's Talib Kweli in High Tech. And I'm Him by Larry June. And then as far as albums that I got for y'all, I think I got like one or two that I found this week. Oh, Embria by Maxwell. Shit slaps. That shit slaps. Oh, and also listen to Petty Lover by Jazz Carice. It's good. And Want by Jazz Carice as well. But albums, listen to Embria by Maxwell. Also, Oroku Saki by Mickey Diamond.
We want to thank you for tuning in to our lovely, beautiful, magnificent,
podcast. Thank you.
Yo, I'm the Marco.
We're done.
But the girl that was making for.